A very warm greetings to all the listeners at home. I'm back once again. It's me, Constable Bongiwe Ngobong, the Verulam SAPS Communications Officer. So let me start by thanking the opportunity given by the Good News Community Radio for actually allowing us to come to address matters with our people at home, to come and sensitize the communities of what they should actually be looking out for in terms of crime-related matters. So this week, I'm actually here to come and warn the people at home to be crime-conscious. So as we know that we are approaching the winter season, which is a season where it's dark and we are experiencing a very high number of crime that is being reported during this time. So there has been a number of serious crimes reported, especially the robbery-related crimes, house and business robberies, carjacking, burglaries at homes, as well as murders. So now that we are approaching the winter period, so there is a very high possibility of crime being on the increase, especially when you look at robbery-related crimes. So we hereby make a humble request to the people at home to actually look after themselves, take safety precautionary measures, and to be crime conscious as well as to be more vigilant. So as we all know that during this time of the year where it's very dark, I'm sure you have noticed that during the morning around 6 o'clock, it's still dark, there's no light, unlike summer where by 5 there's already light and the sun is coming out. So during this time, 5, 5:30 in the afternoon, you'd notice that it's actually starting to get dark. So, and those are the times where it gets a lot of people traveling, go to work, or whether they are coming back from work. So, and that's the time where the criminals actually take advantage as well. So they do take advantage that people are up and busy on the roads and it's dark. So they see an opportunity to commit crime. So these are the following safety measures that one can take in order to avoid being the victim of crime. So during this time, let us avoid walking lonely, especially at night in the dark areas, especially to the people that are staying in an informal settlement areas, as well as townships where you get a lot of pathways in the areas. So let us avoid walking in dark pathways alone, rather walk in pairs or in groups, so to avoid being attacked during that time. So because when you are walking alone in a pathway that is dark, there's no light, criminals can easily hide in that space, and when you come past, then they will attack you. So it's rather better than to walk in groups or pairs than to walk alone. So let us ensure that our premises are locked at all times, whether you are in or you are not inside, whether it's during the day or night. Let us start getting used to locking the premises. Make sure that your gates are locked at all times. You know what I do personally, where I stay at home, I always make sure that my butler gate is locked and the main gate is locked at all times, because I'm trying to avoid that when a person comes to my space, I'll see them standing inside, hear the door. So rather avoid doing that. So by locking your premises, and let us avoid strangers coming into our homes. Always be very cautious of a person that you do not know, because in some instances where you'd find a person claiming that they are selling some goods, then you allow them inside your space, and then when they are inside, then they will start to turn the other way, and then maybe take out firearms, they point at you, they demand your goods, they demand your property. So it's very best that when you see a stranger coming to your property, rather speak to them while they are outside. Do not let them in unless you are very sure of what they came for, because you do not want to expose yourself to danger, and you do not want to become a victim of crime one day. So let us make sure that we do not allow such people into our homes. And to the crimes that are pertaining to carjacking, those crimes actually occur during the time of winter. They occur when victims are seated with friends in isolated spots. So let's say maybe you and your friends decided to go park somewhere where it's not busy, there are not people walking around. Let's say you just park. So the criminals will actually take advantage of that. So that's where most vehicles are taken as well, because it's already dark and you parked in an isolated area where no one would actually see what's going on. So let us avoid parking in lonely spots, as well as driving at night in the middle of the night. And as well as, the motorist must always drive their vehicles with windows closed at all time. So we must avoid opening our windows, because you can never know what you are exposing yourself to. When you are parked at a traffic light waiting for it to turn green, then you leave. That's where you'd find people being mugged, their bags are snatched out of the window. So let us do our very best to try and avoid such nature. So to also Uber drivers, because there were many cases reported of Uber drivers being hijacked. So they must also take precautionary measures when someone is actually requesting for their services. It's very good to actually know your work, be able to see that, no, this is suspicious, I cannot allow to do such. So Uber drivers, please look after yourselves as well, because you are transporting people during night time as well. So it's best that they must also be very careful of what they do at all times. As well as business owners, I'd also like to warn them not to conduct businesses late at night, avoid consuming of alcohol at other places where, if an argument breaks up, where victims can be stabbed or shot, which results in serious injuries or death. So such premises where, like taverns or food restaurants, so people must always be very careful when they are in those places, because it's easy for people to actually start a fight when they are highly intoxicated with alcohol. So let us avoid being in such places at a wrong time. And especially consuming alcohol is actually not a good thing, because you are then not in your sober senses. We must also avoid late night withdrawals of cash and even large amounts of cash. So a lot of people tend to go to ATMs at night, avoid a large amount of money. So during the night times, it's where those criminals operate. They operate more especially at night, where there are less people around, there's less movement, so nobody would actually notice what they are up to. So communities, or the people at home that are listening, must be warned not to become opportunists to criminals when criminals see victims as soft targets, especially females and the elderly. So those are the mostly targeted people, because it's known that they cannot fight for themselves, they cannot run, they cannot be able to defend themselves as compared to rather maybe men. So I am making a plea to the community to be the eyes and the ears of the police, which will help us fight crime and reduce our serious crime. So the community knows who are the perpetrators committing serious crimes with firearms, and we are asking them not to hide those people, those criminals. We'd also like to thank, as the SAPS, we'd like to thank those communities who continuously gives us information on our wanted criminals that are committing crimes, serious offenses, as well as the community in blue members, as well as the community policing forum, which are assisting us at all times. We'd like to thank them for the wonderful job that they are doing because with us working with the community, we can make a difference. So they are doing a very great job by doing those street patrols at night, which is indeed decreasing the level of crime that's taking place around our neighborhood. So I would like to thank the Good News Community Radio for giving us this opportunity to come and warn our people, to come and sensitize our people of what they can do when they are faced with difficult situations. They can always phone us, report any criminal activities that are happening, or if you would like to convey any information or any message, you are more than welcome to always contact us. So our numbers, you can find us on the 10111, which is a very well known SAPS hotline number, you can, or emergency number, where you can relate your message at any given time. It's a 24-hour service. We do not close. We will never close. So you can always contact us at any time. And if you are living within the vicinity of Verulam area, you can always dial our landlines. It is 032-541-5222. 032-541-5222. Or you can call our cell phone number, which is a backup, because sometimes you do get landline system being down, so you cannot get hold of the police. So we created that we saw a need that we should have a cell phone where you can find us at any given time. So the number is 079-500-1242. It's the Verulam Communications Officer. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for listening at home. Hopefully you were able to grasp some of the information. What are the things you can do, or you can be on the lookout for such things that I've mentioned. So thank you so much for your time, and enjoy the rest of your day.